AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The man accused of attacking a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs made his first court appearance. Robert Lewis Deere faces first-degree murder charges. AP correspondent Sadie Gurman reports.
Police say that he went into the Planned Parenthood clinic and killed three people, including a police officer. Two of the people who were there were accompanying friends to the clinic. They said that he brought some other items with him to the scene. So other charges are possible.
Deere is scheduled to be charged December 9th. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports the fight over federal money for Planned Parenthood isn't expected to force the government shutdown.
Congress needs to approve a massive $1.1 trillion spending bill to keep the government going and avoid a shutdown. Conservatives would like to strip out funding for Planned Parenthood, a move that would likely set up a fight with congressional Democrats and the president and raise the prospect of a shutdown. But House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he doesn't hear anyone wanting to shut the government down over the issue.
Schools called off classes. Road crews warned of hazardous conditions Monday as a snowstorm crawled across the northern plains. National Weather Service forecaster Brad Adams says the snow is moving east.
In the Twin Cities area and parts of northern Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin, and also a good chunk of northern Iowa during the next 24 hours.
Further south, search crews in Texas found a body Monday in the submerged car of a woman who was swept off a bridge by floodwaters 3 days earlier near Fort Worth. Eight people died from the flooding in Texas over the past few days. Most students returned to a Washington State University Monday as police arrested a 19-year-old accused of making racial threats against black students and others on social media that shut down the campus last week. Western Washington University police in Bellingham arrested the male student on campus. This is AP Radio News. The newly elected mayor of Alaska's capital city has been found dead. A man found the body of Stephen Greg Fisk at a residence in Juneau Monday afternoon and alerted authorities. Police say the 70-year-old Fisk was pronounced dead at the scene. Circumstances surrounding the death not immediately known. Retailers were racking up the sales on Cyber Monday.
Web shopping traffic was heavy on Cyber Monday, with retailers projected to enjoy a 12% bump over Cyber Monday sales of 2014. As of 7 p.m., Adobe was estimating Cyber Monday sales would rise to $2.98 billion by the end of the day. The research firm Comscore was projecting over $3 billion in sales, and some hot sellers were in scarce supply or gone by mid-evening. Adobe found 13 out of 100 product views returning an out-of-stock message as of 7 p.m. I'm Mike Rossia.
On Wall Street Monday, the Dow lost 79 points, the Nasdaq down 19. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.